KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Alaska State Troopers in Nome are currently looking for one man who has been reported missing. Jared Wiggins was last seen at Cape Woolley on Saturday, July 14. Troopers have limited information on Wiggins and his whereabouts, but he is said to be a young male, approximately 17 years old. If you have any information about the location of Jared Wiggins, call the Alaska State Troopers office in Nome at 443-2835. Troopers had been searching for 72-year-old Henry Jack. The report is that he was found safe and sound yesterday. Salmon runs throughout the state have been late this year, and the Norton Sound is no different. The Pilgrim River has been closed to subsistence fishing since last Friday, 2 weeks later than closures the previous 2 years. Area manager Jim Menard says the run is looking stronger.
We did need to push some fish through, though, so that's why we've closed it.
But those who did not get the red salmon may have another chance. Menard says 30% of the run has come through in the past 3 days.
We should be opening up again sometime next week to fishing on the Pilgrim, and if the numbers stay the same.
As with most salmon runs, the strong pulses of reds have arrived later than usual. As for king salmon, the numbers are not favorable, but there might be a late surprise. Managers at this point do not expect to meet escapement goals. On the North River, for example, 1,200 king salmon need to pass the counting tower. They're expecting 900 to make it.
Right now, we are ahead of 2010, when we did get a late surge. And we did make the escapement goal in that year. We'll see if this run is late, like everything's been late so far this year.
Menard says they've been flying the rivers, and on Monday they noticed a lack of fish carcasses in the Nome sub-district.
That shows us it's definitely late. And our best counts at Nome River were yesterday for chum salmon and pink salmon, and we're seeing at the other projects too. Some of our best counts are coming in now, which are about a week later than usual. So everything seems to be late.
Next week, fishing game will start the management of silvers. Silvers trend to do better in even-numbered years. Menard says they've issued 440 permits, which is on a record pace. In 2010, the department issued a record 494 permits. Menard says if the silver run is again strong, being an even year, he expects to break the record for the number of subsistence salmon permits issued. He says up to 70% of the subsistence salmon harvest in the Nome sub-district is caught by hook and line. And the current storm, high water, is expected to get fish moving. Police say a body has been found in Ship Creek near Anchorage's downtown. Police spokesman Lieutenant Dave Parker says that the body of the adult male, believed to be about 35 years old, was found near the Ship Creek Dam on Tuesday morning. Parker says a passerby spotted the body floating near the dam shortly before 7 a.m. Police say there was no indication the man was fishing. They also do not believe he was homeless. There were no signs of foul play. The body has been sent to the medical examiner's office for an autopsy. And Alaska lawmakers plan to meet next week for an update on efforts to commercialize the state's natural gas resources. The legislature's joint in-state gas caucus is scheduled to hear from officials with the Parnell administration, in-state gas pipeline project, and ExxonMobil, as well as from the federal coordinator for Alaska gas line projects. The meeting is scheduled for Monday afternoon in Anchorage. For the past 2 years, Greg Mitchell has been fighting a one-man crusade against Nome's litter. He's walked Nome's streets and scoured its beaches, picking up cigarette butts, plastic bottles, pop cans, and more.
Basically, what started the whole thing was just I wanted someplace to, you know, where I could ride my bike without seeing garbage. So I said, you know, rather than complain about it, I thought, well, why don't I just do something about it? So it's real simple. I mean, it really is.
Recently, though, Mitchell's been getting help, calling it a community beautification project. He's been accepting volunteers between the ages of 8 and 12 to help him in his fight against garbage. Parents sign a waiver granting their kids permission to pick up trash, while Mitchell provides safety gear, a trash bucket, and more. The first hour is free. Mitchell calls it the Civic Honor Hour. But after that, Mitchell pays the kids in cash or in donated items, like movie tickets. He says it gives kids something to do during the summer, helps keep the community clean, and even deters would-be litter bugs.
Our slogan is See the Difference, and it's got a subtitle, See the Difference You Make. Whether you're helping or contributing to the trash, if people see little kids picking up trash, maybe they'll think twice about not throwing it out the window, because, you know, they saw some kids picking up trash, and, you know, if I can have a conscience, maybe somebody else can, you know.
To hear more about Greg Mitchell's Bucket Brigade of Trash Collecting Volunteers, listen to Profiles after this newscast and the weather. Also, the 6 p.m. weather. A look at the price of gold, up $25.10 an ounce to $1,607.20. An ounce of silver is up 42 cents to $27.48. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived in Nome at 8:55 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:47. It's unofficially 50 degrees at the KNOM studios, 8.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.